Zondervan presents Turning Controversy into Church Ministry, A Christ-like Response to Homosexuality by William P. Campbell. Read by Tom Casoletto. Preface. Two extreme reactions to same-sex attraction and all types of sexual brokenness tend to dominate the church. Complete avoidance or unquestioned acceptance. The resultant divide among denominations, within congregations, and even between family members has been devastating to the life and witness of the Christian church. As a pastor for more than 20 years, I have empathized with the angst and pain of people who wrestle with unwanted homosexual attraction and who believe they will be rejected by the church if they are open about their struggles. Sadly, they are mostly right. Our churches and our society are both suffering from the consequences of sexual experimentation, abuse, and confusion. And it is time to work for solutions. Those who follow Jesus, the healer, should be leading the way. This book is written to equip Christians and their churches to provide a Christ-like response to homosexuality and to people who struggle with unwanted same-sex attractions. Such people are in almost every congregation, often suffering quietly. Some drift as visitors from church to church. They are jostled and torn between the conflicting values of society and of the church. What they need is a safe Christian environment where they can safely be honest about their struggles, feel welcome and loved, and receive grace and guidance to follow Jesus. Very few pastors or church members understand how their congregations can foster such an environment. Yet the resources needed to make it happen are already within our grasp. It is time to recognize the gospel's relevance and to cease overlooking and shunning this part of our society before our churches become irrelevant to the world. Churches that wisely develop ministry in this one area of need will become healthier and more vibrant overall. What follows is not a call for compromise, but a call to deeper Christian commitment. We do not need a middle way, but a higher ground, which is Christ's way. In the following pages, you will be asked not to abandon your convictions, but to embrace truths that will deepen your resolve, strengthen your church, and allow the world to see that Jesus is alive and that He does have the answers. He is waiting to manifest His healing power and grace through Christians and congregations that choose to follow in His steps. Introduction. Putting Christ back into Christian. In Ephesians 4:15, we read, "Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is, Christ." He was not the typical visitor to a pastor's office. His story, however, was all too typical. "I'm ready to give up on the church," he said. He was referring to the Church Universal and to every church he had known, starting with the congregation of his youth, in which his father pastored. Now married with a family and a good job, he was still engaged in the lifelong pursuit of healing and help for his unwanted same-sex attractions. What amazed me most as I listened to his experiences and felt his pain was that he had not given up. He was motivated by the belief that somewhere, somehow, local Christian fellowships can become centers of healing and help for men and women like him who want God's best and who know that the church should be the first place in which to find it. That is, unless Christians have set aside their calling to follow Jesus. How Jesus shocked them all. People gathered just inside the stone gate, undisturbed by the hustle and bustle of an early morning market town. A small desert caravan rumbled past, trailed by wandering beggars, their hands reaching toward merchants who were arranging produce on carts along the wall. Several men clad in white robes pushed a young woman through an arched
Sample complete. Ready to continue?